Be'ezer Hashem, today's daf is daf Be'ez in Maseches Brachos, the first daf in Shas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Dishmaya to be able to learn the daf Yomi properly and finish it as well. Maseches Brachos is the first Maseches in Shas. Meiri writes that even though it doesn't seem directly connected to the Seder that it's found, Seder is Roim, nevertheless it was put in the beginning of Shas to start emphasize the basics, that the learning of Mishnah in Gemara itself is a process of growth, and the Klalim of Brachos, of Kabbalah, Sol Malchus Shemayim, Tefillah, Avodas Hashem, are the basics in Halacha, and without it, a person is missing the essence. Hence, Shas begins with Maseches Brachos. The Mishnah says, Me'emasai Korinesh Shema Ba'arvin. What is the time from when do we read Kriya Shema at night? What's the earliest time and what's the latest time? And the Mishnah will give us three opinions. Mishasha Kohan Michnas Lachol Truma Trumasan Atzof Hashmu Rishon Dev Rebbe Eliezer. The halacha is that a coin that becomes Tameh, let's say, for example, a coin that becomes a Zov, if he has a Re'iyah of Zav for three days, so then he waits 7 clean days. On the 7th day, already, even though he is not has entirely finished his Tahara process, he still cannot eat Truma. He could go to the mikvah during the day of the 7th, and then on the night of the 7th, after the sun has set and Tzekel Chavim has come, he can eat the Truma. A Zav as well has to bring a Karban. The Gemara will bring out that the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that even if he has not brought a Karban, nevertheless, he can still eat Truma. Says our Mishnah, Mishar Sha'akohan Mechnasan Lechol B'Trumasan Atzofa Hashmura Rishona. The time that one can say Kriya Shema is a time in which a Kohen can begin to eat Truma, which is Seis HaKochavim, until the end of the first watch. The Gemara later on, in future Dapim, will spell out that the night is divided into 3 particular slots, and the time of Kriya Shema ends, according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, if the night is divided into thirds at the end of the first third. The Chachamim Oimrim Ad Chatzos. The Chachamim disagree and say that the time of Kriya Shema is until Chatzos. We're going to have 3 opinions in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, at the end of the first watch, first third, the Chacham until Chatzos. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer Ad Shiala Amor Shachar. Rabbi Gamliel says that the time extends all the way through the night until Alos Hashachar. Maisa, the Gemara then recounts the story as relevant to Rabbi Gamliel's position. Ubal Banu Beit HaMishnah, the children of Rabbi Gamliel came back from a wedding. Amru Lo, they told him, Lo Karinu Hashma, we did not read Kriya Shema. Amr Lahem, he told his children, Imlo Allah Amar Hashachar, Chayovin Atem Likros. If you have not read Kriya Shema, there still is a regular chiyuv until Alos HaShachar, until the morning star. V'lo zu bilvad amru, comments the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that this opinion of the Chachamim until Chatzos is not the only time we find this. El kol ma'asha amru Chacham ad Chatzos, whenever the Chachamim say Chatzos, mitzvah sanat shiyela amar HaShachar. The mitzvah extends through Amud HaShachar. It's not only until Chatzos, but rather it extends until Amud HaShachar. Hector Chalovim Veivarim, when it comes to Kodshim that were brought, if you have Karbonos in the Migdash, the fat and the limbs have to be offered on the Mizbeach. Mitzvahs on the mitzvahs to bring them Achiyol Amud HaShachar. After that point, one will be in violation of Nosa. The Chol HaNechol L'Yom Echad, any parts of the Karbon that are supposed to be eaten, mitzvasan ad shi'ala amar shachar, after that point, one will be in violation of Noser. Im kein lamu amru chacham ad chatzos, why did the chacham in general give us the rationale of chatzos? Kedei laharchik ha'adam min ha'avera, to distance a person from being over an avera and violating that particular shiur, that particular amount of time, in order to encourage them to give them a buffer zone, they said until chatzos. Rashi explains in Dibra Maskel Im Kain that the Chacham Shir of Chatzos is a Shir both for Achilas Kodshim as well as for Kriya Shema. According to this way of reading our Mishnah, and this is spelled out by the Ra'ah, The machlokis in our Mishnah is a threefold machlokis, and we will say over the nuance in the machlokis between Chacham and Rebbe Gamliel according to the opinion of the Ra'ah. Let's review our Mishnah. According to Rebbe Eliezer, the opinion is that Kriya Shema is from Seis HaKochavim until the end of the first third of the night. The Chachamim say Lechatchila one is supposed to do Til Chatzos, and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi fleshes out at the end of the Mishnah that of course there is a mitzvah until Amod Hashachar. However, Lechatchila we're supposed to do Chatzos Laharchik Odom Min Avera. Rabbi Gamliel disagrees with this rule. Rabbi Gamliel says that we're not machmir for this Laharchik Odom Min Avera, and rather the halacha is that one can read Lechatchila the entire night until Alos Hashachar. What come out is that both the Chacham and Rebbe Gamliel understand the pasuk says Uveshachbecha, and that means the time people go to sleep. That means the time that people are sleeping. Could be according to Rebbe Eliezer, as we will see later on in future Dapim, it's the time that people go to sleep. According to Rebbe Gamliel and the Chachamim, we look at the time that people are sleeping, and of course that includes Amod HaShachar. There's no machlokis between them in terms of how to read the pasuk. The only machlokis between the Chacham and Rebbe Gamliel is whether there is a din lechatchil until chatzos. According to Rebbe Gamliel, there is not, and according to Chachamim, there is. This is how the Ra'ah learns, and this is how it seems that according to Rashi as well. Should be noted, which we'll discuss in the halacha section later on, that Rabbeinu Yonah does not seem to read the Mishnah this way. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Chachamim are of the opinion that one must read until Chatzos, even Bidiyeved. Once the Chachamim made a Siyag, so when it came to the Siyag of Kriya Shema, then the mitzvah is particularly until Chatzos, and one would not be Yotze the mitzvah after a Chatzos. If you take a look at the footnotes of Rabbeinu, on the new edition of Rabbeinu Yonah, they claim, of the Ra'ah, excuse me, so they claim that the Rif had a different understanding of the Ra'ah, but this is the standard Hezber of our Mishnah, and it should be noted that Rabbeinu Yonah will disagree, that he will hold, we will discuss later on in Halacha Lemaisa, that according to Chachamim, one must read before Chatzos. That if one hasn't, then one has violated the Rabbanan, and then in such a case, the mitzvah falls away. Let's go on to the Gemara Bezer Hashem. The Gemara begins by asking, what exactly is the word me'emasai really mean in the beginning of Shas, in the beginning of our Mishnah? Generally, if we have a question, me'emasai korene shema ba'arvin, from when do we read the Kriya Shema? So then that would seem to indicate that we've been talking about Kriya Shema. Asks the Gemara, Tana hechi koi diktani me'emasai. Where was the Tana? This is the beginning of Shas. Where was the Tana speaking where he says me'emasai on a previous topic? Me'emasai, when do we do what I had spoken about before? But over here, we weren't speaking about it earlier. This, by the way, is a question that's found a few places in Shas, the Gemara in Tainus, on the Mishnah that says me'emasai, when does one make a Tainus? The Gemara asks, so where had we spoken about that earlier? Similarly here, but here the question is more poignant because it's at the beginning of Shas. V'su ma'ishna detani ba'arvis bereisha, listening to Shachris bereisha. Secondly, why does it say arvis, ma'iriv, in our opening Mishnah? And then later on, in our Meseches, we're going to learn about Kriya Shema Shashachris. Answers the Gemara, both questions in one fall swoop. Tana akrakoi. The Tana is starting off with the pasuk. Dichsiv b'shach b'chov kumecha. The subject is mitzvah of kriya shema b'shach kumecha. V'hachi k'tani zman kriya shema d'shchiva, emas, b'shach shakam nechnas nechus b'truma. And we answer that question when the kohanim go in to eat truma, according to the Tana Kama. V'iba yisema, or else one could say, yalef mibriyaso shalolam. The order of the Mishnayos, that we first learn Arvis and then Shachris, comes from the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Tichsiv vayer vayvoker, yom echad. There was night, and then there was day. Could very well be that what the Gemara is saying is the following. Like similar to what we had seen from the Meiri, brachos is one of the most basic things, and that's why Shas starts that way. Now, Shas will follow the order of creation. In other words, it's the most basic forms of creation. The first thing in creation is Erev. What is the first mechayev of Erev, of evening? Kriya Shema. So we're coming off, according to this approach, then this Ibai Yisema will answer the first question as well. And the answer to the first question will be that we are coming off of the first part of creation, the first moment of creation, Vayi Erev. And if it's the first moment of creation, that's what the Shas will begin with. And if Shas is going to begin with that, so then coming off of that first mandate, Vayere Vayivoke Yom Echad, we ask Me'emosai Koren. Ask Zimar, Yachi Sefer Diktani, B'Shachar M'Varach Shtein L'Afoneo, V'Achas L'Achareo, B'Erev M'Varach Shtein L'Afoneo, Shtein L'Achareo, listening to Arvis Bereisha. The Mishnah later on, in Daf Yud Aleph, talks about the Birchos Kriya Shema. First, when it discusses the morning, and then it discusses the evening. According to our approach, Vayi Erev, the mandate being Erev, and everything's flowing from that, the first evening, and the responsibilities that come along with the first, and that is evening. So then, in such a case, why then would the Mishnah later on speak about the morning before the evening? Answers the Gemara, Tana Pasach Ba'arvis, Bahadur Tani B'Shachris. The Tana starts with the evening, and then goes to Shachris, as we explained before, Adikoy B'Shachris, but once he goes and discusses the halachos of Kriyash Mashal Shachris, Pirish Mili de Shachris, Vahadah Pirish Mili de Arvis. After he explains the halachos of the morning, once he's begun, in terms of Hilchos Kriyashma, he then continues on with the halachos of the brachos of Kriyashma, and then goes back to the brachos of Myris. The Gemara Be'ezer Hashem continues, 8-9 lines from the bottom. We had learned that the Zman of Kriyashma, according to the Tanakhama, is at the time that the Kohanim go in to eat their Terumah, which we described as Seis HaKochavim. What we did not describe in our Mishnah is what exactly is this period of Kohanim going in to eat their Terumah. The halacha is that when a Kohen becomes Tameh and he is Tovel, there are many instances when he needs what is called Herev Shemesh. He does not become Tahar, even though he's already gone to the mikvah, until the day sets. In other words, the sun sets. A Kohen became Tameh, and even if he goes to the mikvah, he cannot, for example, eat Trumas and Maisros until the sun has set. After that period of time, there are many instances that he can then eat. There are a few exceptions. In the case of a Zav, Zava, Yoledes, and a Mitzora, the Mishnah increases on the Ches HaMebeis, says that they are also supposed to bring a Karbon. Until they bring a Karbon, the halacha is that they are not fully Tahar. Our Gemara continues. Amar Mar, Mishra Shekohanim Nechnasim Lechol Trumasan, Michti Kohanim Me'emas Ko'achli Truma, Mishas Seis HaKochavim. That time, a period where they can now eat the Truma, is Seis HaKochavim. Ask the Gemara, listening Mishas Seis HaKochavim. So why does the Mishnah not say, Me'emas Haikarne Shema Barvin, Mishash, Mishas, Seis HaKochavim? Answers the Gemara, Milsa Aga Vorchei Kamashon. Our Mishnah also teaches us a tangential rule. This is classic in the Gemara, and it's interesting that the first Mishnah in Shas already introduces us to the idea that many times the Mishnayos can make a point in a different manner, or the Gemara as well can make a point in a different manner. However, in order to learn another halacha, the Mishnah will use an expression that's even less straightforward. So over here it'll say the time that the Kohanim go into the Truma, even though it means to say Seis HaKochavim. And we're trying to teach us another halacha. Milsa Gavurcha Kamashon. Kohanim Emas Kachli B'Truma. When do Kohanim eat the Truma? Mishas Seis HaKochavim. At the time of Seis HaKochavim. V'ha Kamashon. And coming to teach us the following halacha. The Kapara Lo Ma'akvi. That the Karbon Kapara is not
me'akev kiddushanya, as we learn in a brisa. In other words, in the cases that he has to bring a karbon, in such a case, the karbon of the kap, in other words, the kapara is not me'akev and could eat truma even if the kohen has not brought his karbon. Kiddushanya uvo hashamesh v'taher, the sun will come and be tar. The pasuk tells us in Vayikra Chasveis biat. The coming of the sun prevents eating truma. In other words, just because he's gone to the mikveh, then it's not. That's not enough. However, the bringing of the karbon is not ma'akev milechol b'truma. It doesn't hold him back from eating the truma. As we mentioned before, the case of a zav, zava, yoledes, and mitzora, they bring a karbon. Rashi, in what was the original Rashi in the Defus of Venitia, and for some reason it fell out of our printings, most Gemaras today have this part of Rashi on the side, on the right side of the indentation. Rashi spells out, the kapara lo ma'akva means that in these cases, zav zav yoles and mitzora, then there isn't a requirement for them to bring the carbon, rather the kohen, or for that matter, Kohenes, would be able to eat the truma even prior to bringing the karbon. Now the Gemara is going to challenge this drasha. Says the Gemara in the last line of Beis Amid Aleph, Umimai dahai uvo hashemesh v'toher bi hashemeshu v'hai v'toher tar yoma. That the Kohen as a gavra, as an individual, needs the setting of the sun. And when the Pasuk says v'toher, means that it's the setting of the day. Vilma bias orohu. Maybe uva hashemesh actually means the next day's sun. Rashi explains on the first line on Beis Amidalf, Vilma bias oroh sheyar hashemesh biyom hashmini, that the sun will come up on the eighth day. Umay vitaher tar gavra. It means that the individual needs to do some type of tahara. In other words, he has to bring his karbon. And it's not something that happens tangentially or mamela. Once the sun sets, he becomes tar. But rather, there's a particular action that needs to be done. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila, Im Kain, Lam Leimakra V'yitaher. Let the Torah say, v'yitaher. Now, that expression is a tzivui. It's a commandment. If it would say, v'yitaher, so then that would mean that the man has to do an action to purify itself. My v'toher, uva Hashemesh v'toher. Why does it say v'toher, which sounds like a more passive lashon? To tell us that our havamina was incorrect. That we cannot say that there is a requirement, uva hashemesh v'taher, that the individual has to be metaher himself, but rather tar yoma, that v'taher, it's memela, it's something that's resulting or even tangential to his particular actions, v'taher tar yoma, the day becomes tar. In other words, the last day passes. Rashi spoke about a case of where he was a zav and he needs to count seven clean days. So if the seventh day has passed, so then in such a case, and he's gone to the mikveh during the day of the seventh, he's automatically tar. Kidamri inchi yarav shimsha v'itcha yoma. The sun will set, and the day will purify him, and there isn't a requirement for him to bring a carbon in order for him to eat his truma. So we have answered why the Mishnah speaks in a slightly circuitous fashion, that our Mishnah tells us that the time of Kriya Shema is from the time of the end of the Ashmura Rishona, that is the end of the period of Kriya Shema, and it starts at the time that the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma, which is actually Tzeisach Kohavim. Why did our Mishnah not say Tzeisach Kohavim? The Gemara says, because we want to teach us that it's not dependent on anything when it comes to the Tahara of the Kohen, any particular action except for Harev Shemesh, and we tangentially learn this halacha that the Kohen becomes Tahar, he does not even need to bring a karbon in the case if he was a Zav to be able to eat the Trumas and Maestros, simply with
going to the mikvah, and then the setting of the sun. There is an interesting question that is raised by a few different mepharshim. Rabbi Yonasan Steif brings a collection of approaches in what is an interesting sefer, Shita HaMikubetes HaKadosh, where he asks, but at the end of the day, why did our Mishnah decide to teach this tangential halacha automatically in Meseches Brachos? It seems to be that we're learning a new halacha of Harav Shemesh that has nothing to do with Kriyashma. He quotes from the Iglei Tal, in the Akdama of the Iglei Tal says, the Sachet Shavu Rebbe, the prized Talmud of the Kotzker Rebbe, in his classic Sefer Iglei Tal, he concludes with a Dvar Torah from his father, a very, very important Hakdama of the Iglei Tal, for other reasons, but he quotes as the Kavod for his father, he says over his father's approach to this question of what is the relationship between the Halacha of Harav Shemesh and Kriyashma, and he suggests the following, that the idea of Harav Shemesh is that if a person has gone to the mikveh and a certain amount of time has already passed, the day has changed, he is ready to turn over a new leaf. The rishum of tumah, the effect of tumah, is no longer nikar, is no longer recognizable. And the same would apply in regards to kedusha as well, says the Iglei Tal. That if a person has said kriya shema in the morning, he has worked on himself during the day, the moment night sets in, then the rishum, the effect of the kriya shema of the morning will dissipate, and he needs to start afresh. And he needs to start right away. That is why, when it comes to Tzeis HaKochavim, there are new kochos in the nighttime, and he cannot rely on the avoda that he had done in the morning. He needs to begin his avoda from new, and that is why there are going to be, as we will see in our Meseches, new halachos in regards to the evening, that he cannot eat or drink until eat a meal until he is mekayim the mitzvah of kriyashma, because he has a new responsibility of avoda. He cannot rest on his laurels. So just like tumah will fall away, the tumah of the previous day will fall away if he has gone to the mikvah, once the new day sets in, so too, when it comes to, in the positive of avodas Hashem, he needs to have a new kabbalos ol malchus shemayim. That would be the relationship between the two. Gemara continues, Be'ezer Hashem, four lines from the top, b'marava, they learned in the West. The West is an expression that's found often in Chazal in reference to Eretz Yisrael, which was southwest of Bavel. B'marava, the Rabbi Bar Rav Shila lo shemi elohu. They did not hear this word that Rabbi Bar Rav Shila had said. Ubalu la. And they had the following question. Ubalu la mi boy. And they had the following shayla. Hay uva shemesh bi ha-shemeshu? They were mesupak. When the Torah says uva shemesh, does that mean bi ha-shemesh? Umay v'taher tar yoma. Like Rabbi Bar Shila had concluded, that when the day ends, so then automatically the Kohen can eat Truma. Odilma biasorahu. Maybe Uvar Shemesh refers to the next day. Umay Vitaher Tier Gavra. That Vitaher refers to the individual bringing his carbon. Vahadar Pashalumi Brais. Even though they were mesupik about what Rabbi Bar Shila had thought was a Dabar Pashut, at the end, they concluded like he did. Midiktani bebraisa, the braisa later on in our sugya, is going to quote the following expression. Simin ledavar, after saying that b'shasha kohen nechnas l'achal b'truma, they said, simin ledavar tzeis hakochavim. A way of remembering it is tzeis hakochavim. In other words, b'shasha kohen nechnas l'achal b'truma is har shemesh, tzeis hakochavim, and that's it. We see from here that you do not need the carbon to be able to eat. The Gemara now continues to analyze the standard given in the Mishnah of the beginning of Zman Kriyashma being B'shasha Kohen Nechnas L'Echol B'Trumasan. Omar Mar, 10 lines from the top on Beis Amid Beis, B'shasha Kohen Nechnas L'Echol B'Trumasan. Uriminu, is that the shear? But didn't we learn in a braisa differently? I have the following question on you. Maymas I kornish my bar, Mishani nichnas lechol pito b'melach. Ad shoh, shoh lipot emitol suda. So it's the time that a poor person eats his bread with salt until the time that he gets up from his suuda. So there seems to be a different time
measured not by the Kohanim, but rather by the poor person. Says the Gemara, Seifa vaday polagal misnis. It's true that the Seifa over there definitely disagrees with our Mishnah. The time that the Ani gets up fits in neither with Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah of the first third of the night, neither the Rabbanan of Chatzos, neither Rebbe Gamliel. That is true. However, Seifa is true, but Reisha Milema Pligamas Nisan. Who says that the Reisha disagrees with our Mishnah? Lo, Ani v'Kohen Chad Shi Urahu. Ani and Kohen have the exact same shear. Both of them start. The Kohen comes to eat at the beginning of Seis Chavim, so too the Ani. The Gemara is still not satisfied with what we had said. Uriminu, I'll ask you another question about 15 to 20 lines into Beis and Beis. Me'emasai maschil l'kros kriyashma barvis. When do we begin to start saying kriyashma? B'shoa shebnei adam nechnasun lechol piton ba'arve shabbosot. At the time that people begin to eat their bread on Friday night. Rashi explains that since the Friday night meal is prepared early during the day, so then people generally begin eating earlier on Friday night than other nights. That's the opinion of Rebbe Meir. V'chacham mar m'shor shakohanim zoach kohen lecho b'trumasan. Similar dover tzei sakochavim. So the Rechachamim say it's tzei sakochavim. V'af al pishen ra'il adavar. And even though we don't have a proof that the new day begins at tzei sakochavim, zecher adavar, there is some type of zecher. The pasuk in Nehemiah describes when the Jews returned to Eretz Yisrael and they rebuilt the Beis Hamikdash as well as begin to defend the homeland of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar v'anachnu osim b'melacha v'chetzim machzikim b'remachim me'alos hashachar at Tzei Sakochavim. From the moment the morning star came up until Tzei Sakochavim, we were doing work and half of us were guarding with swords. V'omer, we have another pasuk. V'ha'yulonu alayla mishmar v'ayom melacha. During the evening we guarded, and during the day we did work. Now notice, how is the day described over here? The day is described as Me'alos HaShachar at Tzei Sakochavim. So what do we see? We see that the day ends at Tzei Sakochavim. If that's so, says the Gemara, already from the first pasuk, from Va'anachnu Osim B'Melacha, that would be enough of a proof. Ma'iva Omer, why do we need the second pasuk? V'chi Teima Michi Arva Shim Shalelu. Maybe when already the sun sets, here, Arva Shimsha is going to be the sun setting. That is already night. V'inu d'mechashchi umaktimi. And these people in the first pasuk, v'anachnu osim b'melacha, they got up before the day started. They started working before the day. And they worked even when the day was over. Until Seis HaKavim. Tashma, that's why we were brought to proof. V'hayu lanu alayla mishmar v'ayom melacha. The night we guarded. And during the day we worked. So we see the definition of day is from Alos HaShachar Tzei Sokham, because that's what it said they had done in their Melacha. And the Melacha is described as during the day. So we see until Tzei Sokham it's not called night, hence his man Kriya Shema is going to start there. Now the Gemara has not yet concluded its Uriminu. Continues the Gemara. Kasalka Daitach, the Ani Ubnei Adam Chad Shiurahu. We assume, in asking the question that we're about to pose, that both a poor person and an average person have the same time of eating. Now the Gemara asks, V'i Amrit, and if we're going to assume, Ani v'kayin chad shiuru, chachomim hainu Rebbe Meir, then what will come out is that the above-mentioned brisa, with the machlokis between Rebbe Meir and the chachom, the Rebbe Meir talks about when the average person starts on Friday night, and the chachom, that's the zman of kriyashma. While the opinion of the chachom is the time of the kohanim, and you put two and two together, then there will come out that there is no machlokis between the Chachamim and Rebbe Meir. What is two and two together? Above, we had said that an Ani and a Kohen have the same shear. In other words, they start eating at the same time, Seis HaKochavim. And if we're also going to assume that a Ani and an average person start at the same time, so then that means that the average person is also starting at Seis HaKochavim, because the Ani starts at Seis HaKochavim, and we're assuming that the average person is the same as an Ani. If that's so, that the average person is the same as an Ani and starting at Seis HaKochavim, so then what in the world is the difference between Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim? V'yamrit Ani v'kon chach yuru chacham hain Rebbe Meir.
Answers the Gemara, El Shmamina Ani Shura Lechud V'Kohen Shura Lechud. It must be that what we said above was incorrect, that an Ani has one period of time, and a Kohen has his own period of time. If that's so, we'll be stuck with the above question of the Gemara, where the Gemara at 10 lines, 12 lines from the top, had said that there was no contradiction between the two shiurim, one given by the Achilas Ani, the other Achilas Kohen, because it's really the same shiur. But now we see that you can't say that. So Gemara says, no. Lo, Ani v'Kohen, chad shiuru. Really, Ani and Kohen both start as chavim. Then what is the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan? V'Ani u'bnei Adam la chad shiuru. When it comes to an Ani and an average person, so they don't have the same period of time. They start at different times. The Gemara earlier had suggested that there is no contradiction between the Braisa that says that the Zman of Kriya Shema begins at the time that the Ani begins eating, and our Mishnah that says that the time that the Kohanim come to eat Truma after Harav Shemesh, because they're the same Shear. Ultimately, the Gemara is going to reject it based on the following Shaklavataria. About 2 lines above the parallel to Tosis di Bar Maschil Afal Pi, about 20 lines from the bottom, the Gemara challenges. Va'ani v'kayin chachi uru, are an ani and a kayin one shir? Uriminu, I'll ask you the following question. Memes I'm asking likros shma ba'arvin, misha shekidesh hayom ba'arvesh abasos. Divir Rabbi Eliezer. Opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, different than our Mishnah, is at the time that one begins eating early on the night of Shabbos. Rabbi Shua Omer, like our Mishnah, misha shekayin mitarim, well, we should point out that the Lashon of our Mishnah and the Lashon of Rabbi Yoshua are different. However, it seems that Rabbi Yoshua's Lashon is very similar to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Mishah Shekohanim Mutarim Lechol B'Trumasan, at the time that the Kohanim are able to eat their Truma. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir gives a very interesting time, an earlier time, Mishah Shekohanim Tovim Lechol B'Trumasan, at the time that the Kohanim do go to the mikvah to eat their Truma. Amar le Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda challenged, V'alo Kohanim bo diomeim tovim. But don't the Kohanim go in to be tovim? As we've learned in the past, they go in during the day. So if they go in during the day, then that's very hard to imagine that that would be the Zman of Kriya Shema. Rabbi Chanina Omer, Rabbi Chanina says, Mishah she'ani nichnas lechol pito b'melach. The opinion that we had earlier at the time that the ani goes in. Rav Achoy, Rav Ach Omer, Mishah she'rei b'nei Adam, at the time that most people go in to recline. Rashi says that there are two opinions, whether that is, we're talking about the night of Shabbos or during the day, that Rashi says if it's going to be in the night of Shabbos, then the time of reclining is later than the time mentioned in the Tanakhama, Rabbi Eliezer, at the time of people begin to make Kiddush. There is a interval of time until, as we all know, right, getting the kids all to sit down to the table, etc. So that's going to be later on. Nichnas and Lahasev is later on than the making of Kiddush, says the Gemara. Now back to our topic. We have a bunch of Shitas Tanoim, many Shitas Tanoim. 1, 2, 3, a response of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina's 4, Rabbi Acha's 5, at least 5 opinions in our Raisa, and we're going to analyze one of them. And if we're going to say that Ani and Kohen, like beforehand, we wanted to reconcile the Mishnah and Braisa and say that the time of the Kohanim coming in with the Ani is the same time, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yoshua will come out. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yoshua are the same opinions. Elolav, Shmamina, Shi'ura de Ani lechod, Vishu'ur de Kohen lechod, Shmamina. We hear from this Braisa that has 5 opinions, we see that the time of the Ani is a different time of the Kohen. Hence, we have to surrender to the fact that there is a machlokis over here between the Mishnah and the Braisa, that our Mishnah says the time of Kohanim, and there's a Braisa that says at the time that the Ani eats. Asks the Gemara, let's just verify what type of period of time we're talking about. Says the Gemara, 8 lines on the bottom, Hai mi nayu mu'uchar, which one of them is the later time? Answers the Gemara, Mistabra the Ani mu'uchar, that when the Ani eats, it's later. Diyam Ani muktam, if you're going to say that the Ani is beforehand, Rabbi Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer, what will come out, Rabbi Chanina, who introduces the Ani, is going to be the same time as Rabbi Eliezer, who makes it early, the early Kiddush on Friday night.
Lav shma mino, the ani mu'uchar, shma mino. We see from here that the ani is late, because if we're going to say that the ani is earlier, then we'll come out Rabbi Eliezer's time and Rabbi Hanina's time are the same. So we must say that the ani, and it's logical, the poor man who's working hard, he's out until very late trying to make ends meet and then to bring home a little bit of food. And for that reason, it's even later than Seisak Kochavim. It can't be earlier, because then it will come out to be that Rabbi Hanin and Rabbi Eliezer will be stating the same shita.
Bezer Hashem Yisparech, we have finished to the bottom of Beis Amabeis in the first daf in Maseches Brachos. Our topics of halacha today will, number one, be an analysis which starts on the Tosas, which we will do. Tosas on Beis Amud Aleph Dibur HaMaskil Me'Emasai, which will be the time, the earliest time that one can say Kriyishma, and the different customs that exist today, the earliest time to daven Ma'ariv. So we will do that Tosas, parts of it inside, as well as seeing the Shulchan Aruch and being Masik Shemaitel with the Hilchos according to different Minhagim within Klal Yisrael. And topic number two, Bezer Hashem, will be the latest time for Kriyishma, where of course we saw we had a machlokis in our Mishnah, and we will be Be'ezer Hashem, Matzik Shmaita Liba Dehilchasa on that as well in the adjoining Shir. The first topic that emerges for today from Chostaf Be'ez Amid Aleph in Halacha Lamaisa is how do we paskin as far as the earliest time for Zman Kriyishma, and what is the practical suggestion to do when people are davening Ma'ariv early. Let us start from the daf itself. Rashi on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Halacha Lamaisa already starts from Rashi. 5 lines into the narrow, Rashi is bothered by the following question. And in fact, Rashi's question is a question that exists for us today, Halacha Lamaisa. Rashi asks, since we paskin, and this is actually how we're going to see in Shulchan Aruch, that the time of Kriya Shema is from Seis HaKochavim, brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Lamed Hey Sif Aleph. Rashi asks, Imkein Lama Karen Osa Bebeis HaKnesses? Then why is it that we say it in Shul earlier than Seis HaKochavim? It seems already in Rashi's time there were people who were saying Kriya Shema before Tzeis HaKochavim, and they were davening Ma'ariv before Tzeis HaKochavim. So Rashi says, Kedei lamod b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah. Ulefichach chov alon lekrosam misha techshach. And for that reason, one needs to repeat it again after Tzeis HaKochavim. The custom, according to Rashi, was to say Kriya Shema mitoch divrei, to say tfila mitoch divrei Torah. That's why Kriya Shema was said earlier. But of course, it has to be said again, misha techshach. Many will find that, of course, that this is how some follow today. However, if you take a look at the Rush, Rashi's opinion was taken so far that there were some who actually instituted a bracha to be said on Kriya Shema when one repeats it. In other words, if one daven Ma'ariv, let's say after Shkia, before Tzeis HaKochavim, and then repeated Kriya Shema later at night, the Rev Amram, quoted in the Rush in Simen Aleph, says that they made a bracha, Asher Kidshon Zasu Tzivanu, Al Kriya Shema, when they read it before they went to sleep. Tosos has many objections to the opinion of Rashi, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam writes about halfway through Tosos Dibar Maslom Meimasai, L'chein Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Da Adarabba Ikra Kriya Shema Shel Beis HaKnesses, Da Adarabba Kriya Shema Shel Beis HaKnesses Ikra. The primary Kriya Shema is the Kriya Shema that is said in Shul. And it seems that Rabbeinu Tam would follow the opinion of those Tanoim that we had at the end of Beis Amud Aleph, that actually the time of Kriya Shema was actually earlier than Seis HaKochavim. This is fleshed out by the Ri, who develops this idea in Tosos about 10 lines before the wide. The Ri says, Alkeno Marida Vada Kriya Shema Shel Beis HaKnesses Ikar, again against Rashi, Va'anu Shemispalin Arvis Mibod Yom, and our custom that we daven Ma'ariv when it's still daytime, it seems like it might have even been before Shkia, according to the Ri, Svirlan Kahani Tanoi De Gemari De Amri Misha Shekidesh Hayom, that at the time that one can make Kiddush on Friday night,
which is as early as Plaga Mincha, a couple of hours before Shkia. So then, in such a case, the Zman of Kriya Shema already starts. So we have the opinion of Rashi that seems to have ruled, like our Mishnah, that the time really starts from Seis HaKochavim, and we had opinions in the Gemara on Beis HaMebeis that made it earlier, that said that the Zman of Kriya Shema was earlier. It seemed that the Bali Tosos followed this opinion, that one is really Yotze from that period of time. The Rush splits his decision. On the one hand, he justifies the minhag of the Bali Tosos, yet at the same time, he points out that on the pure halacha, Rashi seems to make more correct. At the end of the day, says the Rush, if you take a look at the Tanoim, who said that we could say Kriya Shema earlier, at the end of the day, Rabbi Eliezer on Beis HaMebeis, who said that we follow the early Zman, we don't ask in Rabbi Eliezer when there's a machlokas with him in Rabbi Yoshua, as well as we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Yehuda. However, our minog is, in shul, to follow the lenient opinion of those Tanoim, even though we don't paskin like them lechatchila. In other words, according to the Rush, in shul, if they are davening, they are relying on the Tanoim early. They are relying on the Tanoim who are the lenient opinion. According to the Rush, what would emerge is lechatchila, one should most definitely repeat Kriya Shema, because that is not the opinion that we follow lahalach.
This is how it is ruled in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Rai Shlam and Hei Sif Aleph, Zman Kriya Shema Belayla Mishas Yitzia Shloshal Kochavim, that one has to read Kriya Shema after three stars have come out. Therefore, even if the shul davens earlier, one would have to repeat Kriya Shema after Seis HaKochavim, and only according to the Bali Tosos is there room to say that if you forgot or you didn't repeat Kriya Shema after Seis HaKochavim, that one was Mekayim at all the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The Rush then asks an interesting question that quotes a question was asked to Rav Haigon, and that is, what happens, as often occurs, that there is a minyan that davens Ma'ariv before Seis HaKochavim, and there is no other minyan? What's better, he asks. Is it better to daven with them and skip Kriya Shema? In other words, just daven Shemona Esrei and not read Kriya Shema at all? Or not to daven with them altogether? And the response of Rav Haigon was that in Eretz Yisrael, they do daven early, and what they do is they only daven, those who know, only daven Ma'ariv, and then they read Kriya Shema in the appropriate time, and he rules that at the end of the day, one is not in violation of the rule of Smichas Geula L'Tfila, because here is a Shas HaDchak, A. B, the Rush adds that we have the custom after the Bracha of Goal Yisrael to say other psukim. We say Hashkivenu here in Eretz Yisrael. Also in Chutz Laaretz they say Baruch Hashem, La'olam Amen V'Amen. So for those reasons, one should, according to Rav Haigon, ideally only daven Shemona Esrei. I know that my Rebbe Rav Shechter, that is what he does as well. When there is an early Ma'ariv minyan, so then he will daven, as I saw as a Talmud, he would daven Ma'ariv with the minyan. Yet at the same time, Kriya Shema would be said later on with brachos. One has to be careful to remember to say Kriya Shema with brachos. The Be'er Halacha and Dibur HaMaskil V'Imat Tzibur in Reish Lamed Hey quotes the Vilna Gaon in the Maisa Rav, who says the mutav l'espalal arvis bizmana biyachid. It's better to daven Ma'ariv in its correct time. Biyachid im ef shalol la'asof asar bizman Kriya Shema. If he can't get 10 together to say Kriya Shema, va'af b'shabes daito sham she yispalal bizmana dafka, that he should wait to daven the entire tefillah. It seems from the Maisa Rav, both the Shemona Esrei and the Kriya Shema should be said separately. There are many communities that do not follow this custom. There are many communities that do say Kriya Shema earlier. The simple approach from the Rush was to daven with the minyan
and then after davening with the minyan, making sure to say Kriya Shema after says Hakochavim. This is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'im atzibur matim lekros Kriya Shema b'vod yom, yikare imam Kriya Shema b'chasav, yispal aleim, ukish yagi azman, kore Kriya Shema below brachos. He reads Kriya Shema without the brachos. So just to summarize the positions, the halacha about the zman of Kriya Shema at night, the opinion of Rashi is that the zman of Kriya Shema starts only with Seis HaKochavim. According to the Balei Tosas, the Ri, and possibly Rabbeinu Tam, we follow the lenient opinion of the Tanoim that say that the zman of Kriya Shema actually starts early and definitely would be already after Shkia. The Rosh makes mention of this opinion. However, the Rosh tries to suggest that from Rav Haigon that one should try to follow the accepted opinion of the Tanoim that it follows after Seis HaKochavim. That is how it is ruled in Shulchan Aruch. And the Rosh then even quotes Rav Haigon as saying that one should daven Shemona Esrei without Kriya Shema in an instance where a minyan is davening Ma'ariv before Seis HaKochavim. In Shulchan Aruch, it's not brought down this way. In Shulchan Aruch, it's mentioned that one should daven Ma'ariv with them, and then afterwards repeat Kriya Shema. The Gra in the Be'er Halacha is quoted as saying that one should forego the actual minyan and daven in the correct time, be yechidus. Most do not follow this opinion of the Gra. One more point, the Kaf HaChaim in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel points out that the minhag of many, and I think to this day, Svaradim, are not even makbid to daven Ma'ariv after Shkia. We will discuss the different opinions about when Ma'ariv should be davened, and many of them will daven after Plaga Mincha, as well as many Ashkenazim on Friday night will daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha as well. And then it is very common amongst Achenu HaSvaradim to daven Ma'ariv with the minyan, with Kriya Shema, even before the Shkia itself. Clearly, according to the Mechaber, one should be very careful to repeat Kriya Shema in such an instance. We did not discuss the halachos of Shemona Esrei, the appropriate time for Ma'ariv, which we'll discuss another opportunity, but these are the basic shitas halacha lemaisa in terms of the zman of Kriya Shema. The second topic, Be'ezer Hashem, is the other side of the coin, and that is the last time for Kriya Shema at night. What is the latest zman? In our Mishnah, we learned that there is simple reading of our Mishnah is that there's a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rebbe Gamliel as far as what one should try to do. Does one need to try to say Kriya Shema before Chatzos? The Chachamim say yes because of the Siyag, and Rebbe Gamliel seems to say no. Later on, we will come back to an opinion that we had mentioned briefly in the Daf Yomi Shir itself of Rabbeinu Yonah, who disagrees with the above-mentioned approach, but this is the classic approach from the Balei Tosfos all the way through the Rosh, through the Beis Yosef, and the other Rishonim, that this is the Machlokas. If that's so, there are some Rishonim who claim, for example, the Rajba on Daf Ches, that even the Chachamim never meant to say that there is a pure din, l'chatchila, one needs to say Kriya Shema before Chatzos. This is brought down in the Beis Yosef, in Siman Reish Lamed Hei, at the end of Sif Aleph, as well as the Be'er Halacha quotes this opinion of the Rajba and the Rosh in his Lashon, that both the Rajba Rosh as well as the Shagas Aryeh hold that the Halacha is that one is allowed to postpone the saying of Kriya Shema even until after Chatzos. However, this is not how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The simple reading of our Gemara was that the Chachamim say that one needs to do Chatzos, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the Chachamim. V'chatchila, says the Mechaber Reish Lamed Hei Gimel, tzarech likros Kriya Shema miyad b'tzeis HaKochavim. V'chatchila, one needs to read Kriya Shema immediately after tzeis HaKochavim, and we paskin like the Chachamim. The Be'er Halacha quotes those who say no, that it could very well be we don't even paskin like the Chachamim, and then one does not need to be makbid. But again, in Shulchan Aruch, that is what is assumed, despite the fact that there are many Rishonim who disagree on two different grounds. Number one, maybe we paskin like Rebbe Gamliel. And number two, even the Chachamim would agree that you're allowed to push off Kriyas Shema as long as you're not going to eat or going to sleep. We know that there is a separate prohibition to eat before saying Kriyas Shema. It should be noted that there is another reason to be makbid for Chatzos, and that is, it's not only because the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch seem to say that L'chachila one should say before Chatzos, but rather because of the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah that we had mentioned before. Rabbeinu Yonah understands that the Chachamim, once they made the Siyag, they uprooted the entire mitzvah from after Chatzos. Hence, it could very well be, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, one would not be Yotzei at all Kriyas Shema after Chatzos. This whole idea that there is a din l'chatchila of the Chachamim to say Kriyas Shema specifically before Chatzos has also other halacha l'maisa implications. In a beautiful piece in a memorial volume for the Talmud Chacham, Rav Yosef Winevsky Zatzal, he was a blind man who used to learn in yeshiva, Rav Shechter brings out this idea of l'chatchila and b'dieved when it comes to mitzvot. And it really starts, the whole understanding of the chiluk between l'chatchila and b'dieved and certain mitzvot that it applies to and certain mitzvot it does not, really starts with a startling and beautiful shtickle Torah from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that there seems to be a stira in psak l'halacha within the Rambam. Even though we have pointed out that l'halacha, most do not accept the position of Rabbeinu Yonah when it comes to Kriyas Shema, although it's something to be taken into account when prioritizing the halacha l'maisa, the Rambam, when it comes to achilas kodshim, in Perek Yud, Hilchas Maisa Karbonos Halacha Yud, as well as in Hilchas Karban Pesach, Perches Halacha Tezvav, this is brought down in the Shiurei Arav in Simin Tes, the Rambam seems to say that when it comes to kodshim, once we made the takon in our Mishnah, that you have to eat after Chatzos, Kodshim is only eaten until Chatzos. There isn't a halacha of l'chatchila and b'dieved. Once the takana is made, the takana is only until Chatzos. What's the difference between the two? When it comes to Kriyas Shema, the Rambam has our split that we paskin la halacha like that l'chatchila is supposed to say Kriyas Shema until Chatzos and b'dieved afterwards. Yet, when it comes to Kodshim, he's like this wild sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah that says only until Chatzos. The Rav answered and said that there is a chiluk between when it comes to the mitzvah on the gavra, on the individual, to have Kriyas Shema. So there you could have a lichatchila and a bidyevet. However, when it comes to the requirement of kachim, he says that's a halacha in the cheftza of kachim. It's a halacha in the object of kachim. If it's a halacha of the object of kachim, so then, in such a case, he says that this halacha would not apply. The Rav explained that when it comes to a mitzvah on an individual, it's possible to say the rules of lichatchila and bidyevet. When I have an obligation to do something, lichatchila, I'm supposed to do it this way, bidyevet, I'm supposed to do it that way. However, if the mitzvah of kachim is not a pu'ula that a person is supposed to ideally do, but it is there to remove the iser of nosar, so that, and it is not a action that has is a mitzvah on the individual, but it's a halacha in the chefetz of kachim that's supposed to be finished, so either it's supposed to be finished at this time, or it's supposed to be finished at that time. The only time we can say l'chatchila b'dieved is where it's a chiyuv that's incumbent on the individual. If that's so, we understand the difference between Kriyas Shema and kachim. This is not only a yesod in lamdus. This is one of Rav Shechter's favorite yesodos, and he gives many examples, halacha l'maisa, where this comes up. Not quoting the Rav Shurim at all, in the regards to the chiluk of kachim and kriyishma, Rav Shechter applies this to an interesting halacha in regards to the difference between havdalah and kiddush. The Torah writes, when it comes to the night of Pesach and Simin Tov Pei Vav, Rav Shechter quotes this in his article, the Mitzvah HaTorah, in that memorial volume that we mentioned, Ksonis Yosef, the halacha is that one needs to lechatchila drink the entire kos. When it comes to the night of Pesach, we do not rely on the rule of Rubo Kikulo. Yet, when it comes to the Kiddush, the halacha is that one does not need to rely on there is no requirement of lechatchila drinking the entire kos. Rather, one can simply drink the basic chiyuv, and there is no din lechatchila to drink the entire kos. Why would there be a difference between the two? According to the above hesber, one has the following understanding. And there are many, many other nafkaminas in this regard as well. But let's deal with when it comes to Kiddush and Avdolah versus the night of Pesach. On the night of Pesach, there is a chiyuv of the gavra to drink the kos. Then, lechatchila, one should drink the entire kos. B'di'evet, you're yotzei on the rule of Rubo Kikulo. However, when it comes to Kiddush and Avdolah, that there is a requirement of ti'ima, but there, in order for one to have bin yotzei kiddush ala kos, however, there isn't a chiyuv of shtia like there is on the four kosos. Hence, there's a chiluk between lechatchila and bidyevet. Take a look, Rav Shechter has five or six other examples where we see this idea. What emerges then in our second topic, lahalacha, is the following, and that is that the zman in Shulchan Aruch of Kriyishma is lechatchila until chatzos, bidyevet all the way till Neitz Hachama. There are some Rishonim that disagree. The Be'er Halacha quotes them. However, this is the accepted position, lehalacha. Then we pointed out that there is a very powerful position of Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that once Chachamim made the Takan till Chatzos, one is not Yotzei after Chatzos. This position of Rabbeinu Yonah is followed by the Rambam when it comes to Kachim, where he says that when it comes to Kachim, there is no lechatchila in b'di'eved. The rationale that specifically by kachim there is no lechatchila in b'di'eved, Rav Soloveitchik explained, dependent on whether there is a maisa mitzvah that needs to be done, then there's a lechatchila b'di'eved. But if it's just a question of creating an appropriate circumstance, what is sometimes referred to as matir, or not to be over an isur, so then if Chazal were mesakin it, they were mesakin one way to do it, not with two different possibilities, there is no kiyum hamitzvah. This would explain why there is a din lechatchila when it comes to the night of Pesach to drink the entire kos, in contrast to when Kiddush and Avdalah, where one does not have that, because there is no mitzvah of drinking when it comes to Kiddush and Avdalah. It's a halacha that the kos needs te'ima, but not a kiyum in the gavra of drinking, hence there would be no lechatchila and b'di'evet.